You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 28th day of September. This is the Locked On Rockies podcast, proudly part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much for making Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day. On today's show, we're going to talk about German Marquez and what's been going on in the back half of the month. We're going to talk about the game last night and how the home magic for the Rockies has worn off. And we're going to take a quick update from Brandon Rodgers after he had a scary moment in last night's game where he was struck in the head with the fastball and kind of hit the dirt on a pretty scary moment there, a fastball that got away and got him in the top of the noggin there. But nice little preview. Early reports, everything saying right now, he is A-okay and fine. So we got lots to talk about today. And the big story of today is German Marquez. But before we get to there, today's episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. German Marquez, unfortunately, has just not been good in the last 2 months of the year. As our all-star was very, very good in June and July, pretty good in August, or not so good in August and September. It has been tough. It's the same old thing. He starts rolling. He looks good early, and then it's just gotten to that fifth inning where things just seem to come apart. And I saw him give a quote somewhere, and we're actually going to dive into big inning sinks Marquez in last start of 2021 from Thomas Harding here over on the Raw MLB.com. Yeah, it's he admits he feels tired. He says it's not an excuse, but he thinks the shortened season last year and everything got to him a little bit. He's fatigued, but he goes up and he says that next year is going to be amazing, and I believe him. I have reason to believe that German Marquez really is going to be a superstar caliber pitcher. I think he has the ability to get outs. I think when he is on, he is one of the best in the business. He can make pitchers miss. He can have really solid outings where he limits the damage that is done in terms of hits. He had a couple of opportunities to throw no hitters and even took a perfect game late this year. German Marquez deserved to be the Rockies All-Star this year, and at the time deserved to be the starter in the All-Star game. But again, going back from Thomas Harding's piece here on MLB.com, the performance left Marquez's ERA in 10 starts since August 1st at 6.57. Last season, Marquez led the National League at 81 and two-thirds inning pitched. Of course, that was in the 60-game COVID-impacted 2020 slate. Back to 162 this year, the 180 innings Marquez has thrown became a cumbersome lift towards the end. Marquez has proven capable of a heavy workload, 196 innings in 2018 when the club made the postseason, but many pitchers in the sport have experienced uncommon fatigue in 21. And I think that's a very fair point to say. I think we have to look at everything with part of that lens there. As I got my little live ad that just popped on me, but we have to realize that this was everything was different. I mean, still at the time, and especially when spring training was rolling around and things of that nature, the vaccine was just coming out. There were still so many questions, and then of course the surge and the play fans coming back, and what are you allowed and not allowed to do to prepare and to train, and then of course being checked for sticky substances. I don't think Herman's ever been someone that's relied on sticky substances, but when you look at the amount of change, the amount of uncommonness, the amount of weird and wackiness that has been not only baseball and sports, but the world for the past now basically 2 years as we're rapidly approaching the end of 2021. I don't know if you guys can believe that. Saw a little random Twitter thing that says 2021 is 75% complete now. I think that was just, it might have been just some random Twitter bot though, so don't know if I'm gonna fall for it. But I mean, we're along in there. It makes definitely a lot of sense. I mean, October is right around the corner here, and unfortunately, no October baseball for the Rockies. But again, completely non sequitur, sidetracked there. But I think it is cause to be a little bit worried about Herman in terms of this year. But there's nothing really to worry about anymore this year. If this was his last start, yeah, you wish that we could have done that. But, you know, he stayed healthy. He made every start this year. He played the entire season, and he really was a stellar pitcher for the Rockies in a lot of situations. The last 2 months, sure, not the best. But again, if he's confident in himself next year that it's going to be amazing, then I'm gonna buy in with him. I think he's earned that trust. He has earned that respect from us as fans, and we know we can count on him. And I think he is the number one piece in the rotation for a reason. It is a drag. I mean, this is a long season. It's a tough season. Not only to, like I said, I think this season for the Rockies was a little bit more mentally taxing than we might think. I think the trade deadline was stressful for a lot of players. I think everything with the lack of stuff going on in the front office is stressful for players. There's a lot of things to look at there. There's a lot of outside factors. There's a lot of things to consider when analyzing Marquez in the back half of the season. But if he's saying it's fatigue, then that's probably really what it is. And I think that's what you can see, is that he starts games, those first few innings, when he starts, he's strong. But if he starts losing that command, he starts losing that energy, he starts losing that control, then he gets those walks that have gotten him into trouble, and he leaves those pitches in the zone where people are able to take full advantage of it and really make solid contact against him, because Marquez is really good at making batters miss. So, like I said, I'm not going to worry too much about Herman at this point, but it is worth noting. I mean, this is something we have to keep in mind. This is something we have to look at. It is something that we're seeing with the Rockies now. While a strong second half, and they had all this home magic, and they did all this stuff, they have kind of fizzled out at home, and this homestand is, instead of going out with a bang and instead of going out with a boom with the big celebration of Larry Walker, you got the confidence of being at home where you've played good ball all year, and instead of going out with a bang, you're going to go out with a fizzle. I mean, a 5-4 loss to the Nationals last night. They only got two more games against them here tonight and tomorrow. I don't know. I mean, that it does expose, again, the fact that the Rockies, they've only won once at home in this stretch. And if you even go back to against the Giants, they've only won three times in the last month, basically, at home. I mean, the home magic has worn off, and that has implications. And what that means for the team going forward, I think that we really have to start asking that question, and let's dive into that here. But before we do that, got to tell you about some of our great sponsors. Hey, Rockies fans, this is Paul Holden with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code baseball and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code baseball to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code baseball to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code baseball for 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank using the Get Upside app. So the Rockies at home, that's been the big story for a lot of people this year. The magic is gone. The magic of the home Rockies has faded. The Rockies did play better on the road when they went and took on the NL East, and they should have some fun in Arizona, hopefully, to finish up the season. But this is a sign. This is a sign. This is a reminder. This is something, again, that I've talked about a few times on the show, that this is a sign that the Rockies just are not in as good of a place that their successes would lead you to believe this year. While, yes, the Rockies have shown positives, and again, I don't want to always be so negative, but this is a reminder. When you lose five in a row at home, when you're supposed to be one of the best home teams in baseball, that's a bad thing. That's a bad sign. That's a bad omen. You need to remember that this is a team that desperately needs change. This is still a team that, as much as we like players and the and some of the consistency and how nice it is to go home or go down to Coors Field, it's not nice to go watch your team be down 4-0 to the Nationals for most of the game. It's not fun to watch the Giants just come in and absolutely dominate. It's not fun to lose 2-3 to the Giants or to the Dodgers. And I hope that if there's anything that we're taking away from this last reality check that the Rockies are receiving this year, is that the front office is actually taking this a little bit more seriously when the mirage of the home Rockies has worn off a little bit. There are a lot of serious questions for this team. John Gray remains unsigned. We might have seen John Gray's last performance already. Trevor Story on the way out. The GM still not named. And you don't get to hide behind home success. You can't just point at home success anymore when the team has struggled at home in the month of September. The reality check is here. This is the All-Star game is come and gone. McGregor Square is come and gone. The Nolan Arenado trade is come and gone. Where are we going? What are we doing? What are we relying on? Who are the cornerstones? Who are you building around? Yes, I think you can look at that on, at the roster and on the field, and yes, you can look at the players and say that this is who they're going to go with. But should that be the only case? I just want this week, September at home, to remind the Rockies that they desperately need change. They need a change in leadership. They need a change in how the team is run and put together. You have good pieces on your roster. You have a good rotation. You have to capitalize on this. To get as many good arms in a row in your starting rotation as the Rockies have, and to have it piddle away because the offense can't score at home or the bullpen blows it or this and that, is just simply unacceptable. And now that you're one of your big focal points of the year was home success, and the allure of that has rubbed away, we need to be taking deep looks at this team and the lack of moves that have already been made. Why is John Gray not re-signed yet? We've talked a little bit about this on the show before, but these are the things. These are the things we have to remember. Losing to the Nationals at home, you just can't do it. I mean, I know this isn't, it means nothing at this point. And I think, like we talked about in the first segment there with the fatigue, I think that's hitting everybody. But the fatigue shouldn't be, isn't the front office isn't fatigued in terms of putting their bodies on the line for a 162-game season. What are we doing? What is next? What are our updates? What can we know? What is the plan? What is the plan if John Gray leaves? What is the plan if to beef up the offense if Trevor Story leaves? As much as it's not been fun to watch, I think that there is the only benefit, the only upside of the struggles at home in the month of September is that I hope that that means that there is a little bit more of reality setting in. Reality hasn't really always set in for this front office and the way management has run this team. But maybe it will. Maybe now, maybe when you see that you're losing five in a row, with four of those games coming up against competition in your division, maybe that's a bit of a reality check. Maybe the fact that you didn't catch the Padres in the end of the year is something you think about. I just don't know. I wish that we could be more clear about the direction, like I've said many times. But now that we've seen this team not perform at Coors Field, I think that's going to have a bigger impact on the future of the club than we might think. It's just when this season wraps up, there's just still going to be so many questions, so many things to figure out, so many things that the Rockies have to decide. Is it bringing back? Are they hoping? What are they? Are there talks with CJ Cron? We haven't heard of anything about that. I don't like that we haven't heard about talks with anybody with the Rockies, at least not that I've seen. I know that John Gray there's been talks with John Gray, but what's the holdup there? That one seems like a pretty slam dunk one to make happen. That's what worries me. all of this offseason, all of the struggles of this year, all of the frustrations of this year, I just don't want to go through the same mundane, boring, routine offseason waiting for the Rockies to do something, but instead sticking their feet deeper in the sand and saying, nope, we're confident in this. This is what my gut's telling me. Because that's really what I think at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's not analytics that's driving everything for the Rockies. It's not these new young baseball minds. It's just Dick Monfort liking his internal team that he's had, is sticking with his usual thing, is sticking with his guns, is sticking what he thinks he knows, because he says he's a baseball guy, but let's see him prove it. He's an entertainment guy. He's a real estate district building guy. Championship baseball building president. He is not owner, I should say. Not president. All those different labels, all those different things. But that's the one thing that I'm really drawing away from these last few games at home is with the Rockies struggling at Coors Field, the big positive of your year, the not being a big positive down the stretch of the season. What does that mean for this offseason? What implications does that have? Hopefully, it means that more look is being put into it. Hopefully, it means that there's being more work being put in and done to correct the issues with this team. Hopefully, that means an aggressive free agency approach. I don't think until they show us that, until they give us the confidence to believe that is what they are doing, I remain skeptical. I don't remain skeptical of the abilities and a lot of the pieces put onto the field. I think we know what the Rockies have in terms of their roster right now and what needs to be improved. I don't think that's the thing. It's a matter of how does the front office continue to view this team? How does the front office view this team that struggled mightily on the road all year and had the bastion of Coors Field be their saving grace? But then when that fell, what does that mean? Does that change any mindsets on the higher up? Does that give anybody any different outlook to the Rockies going forward? Does that change their plan of their course of attack in the second or in the offseason? That will remain to be seen. And that is something we don't have confidence in the front office doing. That's why the search for a new GM is important. That's why getting a GM from outside the organization is important. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But that's it. But those are signs of change. Those are signs that the Rockies are willing to adapt and mold and see what they can do to maximize on the good pieces that they do have. Instead, I fully anticipate Dick Monfort and interim GM / probably eventually GM Bill Schmidt to stay the course. Until Trevor Story somehow gets re-signed or they get one of these big free agent shortstops or something like that, or another big-name free agent, big-name bat, I will remain skeptical of the Rockies front office and the direction they are taking going forward. I still don't agree with the Nolan Arenado trade at the end of the year. I can safely say that. I think the Rockies could have found, if they did trade Nolan, I think while Austin Gomber has been good, I think you could have gotten more, and I think Nolan brings more to the team than Gomber brought to the team this year. I'm fine if the Rockies go back and they lose Austin Gomber this year, but they add Nolan Arenado in his offense. 100%. So where are we going? What are we doing? What's next? I want more answers, and I wish that we got to see more of them now. But no surprise coming from the usual tight-lipped front office of the Colorado Rockies. Folks, we're going to get an update here. We're going to take a look and make sure that Brendan Rodgers is okay. But before we do that, I got to tell you about more of our great sponsors. Bet Online is back and better than ever as eyes are on the gridiron with football season underway. Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code NFL100. From baseball, football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. And don't forget, you gain even more sign-up goodies and bonuses if you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Also got to tell you about Rock Auto. Folks, enough with going to the store. Enough with having people do work that you can do yourself. Did you know it is becoming impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need because of the increasing numbers of makes and models? Don't just go up there and have them look at a computer and order the parts that only their warehouse has for you when you can be doing all of that yourself and saving yourself time and money with rockauto.com. You have computers, you got your phone, you have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto and save 30%, 50%, even 100% for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and they got reliably low prices for every customer. They got everything you could ever need, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today and find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. That's Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that your friends over here at Locked On Rockies sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Scary moment in last night's game as Brendan Rodgers takes a fastball off of the top of the head. He goes down in a heap and looked in quite a bit of pain and dazed. He was examined by team trainers and was able to sit up and get himself off the field with just a little bit of help from the team doctor. But he was walking on his own. They were just kind of standing there and making sure he was okay. He passed all concussion protocols. He was being monitored, and Bud Black said after the game he's doing fine. He was obviously a little scared when he was down on the ground. Those are always scary. You never want to see that. The ball got away from him, and no intent from the young pitcher. Yeah, obviously, that's the big thing. I don't think that was any way, shape, or form close to intentional there from Josiah Gray on the other side. Just one of those pitches that that got away from him. And but luckily, Brendan Rodgers passing concussion protocols and is doing fine. Probably, I would imagine he might be in the lineup today. Maybe they give him an extra day off just to kind of shake things off. But with so few games left in the season, Rodgers may want to get himself in that lineup and continue to be the positive addition that he's been to the club when he is in the lineup, but also at the same time taking a fastball off the dome and hitting, getting hit as hard as he did, might be good to also let him take some time and recuperate and just give him an extra day to get under his feet. There is still more baseball to be played throughout the week and the weekend. But we'll be breaking all of that baseball action down right here on Locked On Rockies. Thank you all so much for joining us today. I want to thank you again for making Locked On Rockies your first listen. And your second listen of the show should be the Locked On Bets podcast here. And betting on the Rockies doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Rockies take to the field tonight against the Washington Nationals, looking to bounce back from dropping the ball last night. Kyle Freeland on the bump for the Rockies, making his final appearance of the year. The Rockies are going up against Corbin here, 9-15. Patrick Corbin, to be specific, 9-15 record this year with 5.92 ERA. Let's go, Kyle. Let's have a good night. Let's have a good, clean night of baseball for the Rockies. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we'd like to see. I'd really like them to hit the ball well and to score early and often. Folks, that is going to do it for me. Thank you all so much for tuning into the Locked On Rockies podcast today. We'll be back in action with more Locked On Rockies tomorrow. And you can follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. And you can follow me at Paul Holden 33. Until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.